Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas, Daf Lamed Ches, and the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. So the Mishnah told us that a person changed from what the Baal HaBayis told him, or what the Baal HaBayis is intending to do. The Baal HaBayis likes to do Truma, for example, Be'ayin Beinonis, 1 out of 50. And the Shliach changed, and he didn't 1 out of 60, or 1 out of 40. So then that Truma is not a good Truma. And our Mishnah learns that it's not Truma at all. So now the Gemara asks in the third line, Rav Chagai bo kemi Rabbi Yosi. Rav Chagai had a question to Rabbi Yosi. Tanina Tamon, we learned over there, to Meseches Mehila. Omer loy, ten lehem chaticho chaticho. Meaning, the Baal HaBayis, there's the owner, and he has meat of kachim. If the Baal HaBayis misuses the meat of kachim and makes it into cholim, by allowing people to use the meat, that's called Mehila. So if Baal HaBayis did it, or if he told someone to do it on his behalf, say he's the one who's considered to be Moyel, he's the one who's Chayev. Because by Mi'ilah we have a special din, that there is a Shlich at V'Arveira, the person, when appoints a Shlich, there is Shlichus, it's a special din we have by Mi'ilah. So in this case, the Baal HaBayis says, give a piece of meat for each guest. For Ruoimer, and the Shlich says, Tlu Shtayim Shtayim, the Shlich gives them more. The Baal HaBayis says, give each guest only one piece, and he told him you could take two pieces. V'hem not lu shalosh shalosh. And the guests, they took more than they were told they could do. They were told they could take two, they took three. So kula malu, everybody has mi'ilah. The Baal HaBayis is mo'il because he allowed them to take one. The shlich is mo'il not in the first one, because there is a shlichus in this case, and that goes back to Baal HaBayis. But because he added another one, so he did mi'ilah on the second one. And the guests that didn't just do the two, they added more on their own, so they did meal on the third one. So the fact that there is meal on the Baal HaBayis, what do you see over here? Well, the Baal HaBayis said to give, that works. The Baal HaBayis said to give one chaticha, and the shliach did do his shlichus for that one chaticha. Hi, the shliach added one more. Whatever he added more, that's not on behalf of the Baal HaBayis. So Gemara brings a raya like this. You see, by Mi'ilo, that whatever the shliach did as the Baal HaBayis told him is good. He's considered to be a shliach for that. Whatever he added, that's not good. That's on his own. So why by here, by Truma, we say that if the shliach added Truma, gave more Truma than what the Baal HaBayis wants him to give, it's not Truma at all. Why don't you say that whatever the Baal HaBayis gives, that is Truma? And whatever the shliach added, that's what's considered to be. They didn't do on behalf of Baal HaBayis. Similar to what we do in Mi'ilo. Why you say the whole thing is disqualified? And that's what the Gemara is saying in the following words. V'hochat omar hachin. And here you say like this, that the shlichus is completely butter. Omar lei, so he answered him. Tamon michaticha rishoyno nistayim ha-shlichusoy shel Baal HaBayis. He says, there, how does it work? Baal HaBayis says, give one piece to the guest. He gave one piece. He added another piece. And even if he did it in one shot, it really the way you look at it is, he gave a piece that the Baal HaBayis said, and he gave it one thing more. So it's really, whatever he did right, he did right. Whatever he added, he added. But here, is he doing a piece of Truma, then another piece of Truma, another piece of Truma? Truma is chal in one shot. He did Truma, instead of doing like a Baal HaBayis, Echod Mechamishim, he did Echod Me'arboim. So he added Truma. So he did it in one shot. It does not go in stages. So therefore, if he's doing it in one shot, the Truma doesn't start. The Baal HaBayis does 150, which is a certain amount, and he's doing it one shot more, so the whole thing doesn't begin. It's not similar to the pieces where there it's added up to one to each other. So the Gemara, my nafak bin Aaron, it's a strange loshem. The loshem my nafak bin Aaron usually means, what's the difference between them? But here it really means almost the opposite. When do you say that there's no difference between them? When will you say that Truma will have the same deem like Mehila? That's what the Mefarshim say over here in the name of the Rash. So the more I'll tell you when. Hayu lefon of shnei kroim, when you have two piles. Echod niskon ledaitoi ve'echad niskon shelo ledaitoi. Meaning the Baal HaBayis told the shliach to go do one pile to do truma. And he did it. He did it correct. But he did truma for another pile that he was not ordered to do. So the second pile is not truma. And the first one is, that's like me'ilah. So if it's not happening in one shot, so you say whatever he did right was done right. Whatever he added is considered to be not part of the shlichus. And then that's considered to be something the Shlich did on his own, and that will work the same way by Truma. Continues the Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Hamar be b'trumaser. So Rabbi Lazar said that how much Truma could be, even though we said that Truma should be either Echad Marboim, Echad Mechamishim, Echad Mishishim, it's around 2%. But if a person added more, says Rabbi Elazar, it could add up to 10%, until 1 out of 10. But then Rabbi Elazar added one more sentence. Rabbi Elazar said, Yosem Iken, if he did more than 1 of 10, so then you say, yes, send a Truma Spicer al Mokam Acher. Meaning, once he did more than 10, so then there is some Truma here that's good and some Truma which is not good, because the Truma cannot be more than 10%. So whatever is not good, that is not Truma. It's Chayav and Meiser. But you don't know where it is. So therefore, the best thing to do about it, said the Mishnah, is take whatever you have, whatever your matfish, whatever is in your hand, and say a portion of it will be Truma, the other portion, which is not Truma, will be Truma's Meiser. It will be Truma on Meiser, will be part of a Meiser. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Truma, that's a quote from the Mishnah, Rav Yirmiyahu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yaakov b'Acha b'shem Rabbi Shem Lakish, they both said, also the Rabbi Lezer is going ke b'chamai, as we learned b'chamai earlier, ke modi b'chamai amim kotshu midumoyim, ke Rabbi Lezer ayimre kotshu midumoyim. They say Rabbi Chamai say kotshu midumoyim, so Rabbi Lezer says kotshu midumoyim. What is it? As we mentioned earlier in two places already, the b'chamai are saying that when you do a truma from olives and oil, as we learned earlier, olive is in the middle of the process, oil is the end of the process. So then the truma doesn't work. But if a child may say, truma's atzom be'em, at least the truma on what he picked up, it does work. Meaning he picked up a few olives and said, this will be truma on the oil. It doesn't work, the oil is still obligated to give truma. But the olives that he picked up, at least he fixed these olives. How did he fix these olives? The truma is be'em. The truma is within them. So let's say he has in his hand five olives, and we say the truma is echo mechamishim. So 10% of an olive is truma. But where is it within the five? There's a portion of here that's truma. But Chama said, we don't know. We just assume, even though he did not specify, the truma is somewhere within the olives. Said the more same thing over here, Rabbi Lezer saying, if he did truma more than he needed, he was supposed to do only 10%. He did more. So then you have, in the extra thing that he took out, there's truma floating over there. Similar to what Rabbi Chama said, that there's truma floating over there. And the Gemara is going to go soon to explain how it works. But the Gemara starts by saying, "Al daiti de Rabbi Yochanan nicho." What's daiti de Rabbi Yochanan? This is what we saw recently in Daf Lamedal Amud Aleph. That we saw this machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyo. How to understand Rabbi Chama? Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Chama say that whenever you take truma that doesn't work, so then you have truma within what you took out. Chizkiyah says, no, that's only if the truma doesn't work midirabanan, but midiraisa, it does work. So then I say that you have truma within it because the midiraisa does work. But if it doesn't work midiraisa, midiraisa, this truma is disqualified. So then I don't say that there's some truma floating over here. So the Gemara says like this, Bishma the old, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that the truma always works. So Nicho, then this makes sense. Why? How does it work when we talk about Rabbi Lezer? 10% of what he took out. He took out a lot of fruits for truma. Whatever is 10%, up to 10% of the entire pile, that is truma. That's legitimate truma. Rabbi Lezer holds, the truma can be up to 10%. Vashar, whatever he took more, 10% of that, truma. Vashar tevel tovul umaisus. Meaning, let's say you have 100 fruits. He took 11 fruits for truma. So 10 fruits is legitimate. 10% can be truma. Then you have one extra. That extra fruit cannot be truma on the pile, because the pile can have only 10%. But it could be truma on the one fruit that he took out. Meaning 10% of the fruit is truma. And that's like Rabbi Chama says, truma's atzom behem. Whatever you take extra, it doesn't work as truma. At least you have truma within what you took out. So that one fruit they took out extra, 10% is truma. 90% is what? 90% is tovu l'maiser. You have to do maiser out of it. Lefun kach tzech l'meimra. That's what the Mishnah said. Yoisim ikan yasen u'trumas maiser v'mokam acher. What should you do with that extra 90%? It's supposed to be maiser. But I don't know which part of the fruit is the 10% and which part of the fruit is the 90%. So the solution is, take the 10% is truma anyway. 90% you make it trumas maiser. So the whole fruit will become, have a din of truma. So that's according to Rabbi Yochanan, that always truma works what he took out. But Chizkiya says the truma works out only if it's asumid derabanan. For example, when you do truma from olives on oil, In their rice, it's a good truma. Rabbanan said not to. So therefore, I said whatever you took out, there's truma in it. But when I'm doing truma, for example, mina chiyuv al aptur, as we saw before, he does truma for something which is chayav, something which is not chayav. And similarly over here, when he's doing truma more than he's allowed to, that truma is, doesn't begin midiraiso. So there are no trumas chal in there. So then we have to understand what loves it. And the Gemara explains, kasha, it's going to be hard to understand. I understand a chan ma'asor shabok kodesh l'shem truma. 10% of the pile is truma, that we understand. Continues the Gemara in Daf Lametes Amud Aleph. And the first few words of the Gemara, we're taking out based on the Girsa Reb Chai. So we're going in and say, v'ashar tevel tovu l'koil. Whatever you took more than 10%, if you took 11 fruits on a pile of 100, the 11th fruit is completely tevel. It's not truma at all. Because it doesn't work truma when you took out extra. So that one extra fruit is tevel, it's completely not fixed. But still, the Mishnah says, v'taninon, yeser miken yaser trumas meiser. You said that you have to make that extra one trumas meiser. Why do you have to do a trumas meiser? V'yasenu, again using Reb Chaim's gear, so v'yasenu truma l'makom acher, just make that fruit one truma. Because nothing began over here. So I have a fruit which is tevel, to a fruit which is not fixed. That fruit I can do with it whatever I want. I could make a truma. Now in the pile that I took out from, because that pile is already fixed, but I can use that fruit to be truma somewhere else. Why do you say it has to be dafka truma's meiser? So meaning, what's bothering the Gemara is like this. Mishnah according to Rabbi Yochanan, so the truma is chal, that extra fruit. And that's what the Mishnah says. The extra fruit has a little bit truma in it, and the rest is a mixture. What are you going to do with the rest? The rest you're going to have to make a truma smaisa in order to be able to use it. But according to Chizkio, you don't have truma in the extra fruit. So I could do with that fruit whatever I want. I can make it all truma. I don't have to make it dafka truma smaisa. Says the Gemara, you're right. So the Chizkio, kiadado de tanya b'chio. Chizkio agrees with the Bryce of the way Abchia says it. The Tanya Abchia, Yoiser Mikan Yaseno Truma Al Mokamacher. Again, using the Girso of the Vilna Gaon that Abchaim uses, not Trumas Meis Al Mokamacher, but Truma Al Mokamacher. Meaning, right, Chizkio had a different Girso. Chizkio said, up to 10% is Truma. More than that is not Truma. Whatever you took out more than 10%, that part portion you took out more is not fixed. It's not considered to be part of the pile because you took it out. And it's not part of the truma because he intended to fix the pile, the carry, and that's not fixing the pile. And we don't hold that the truma falls on the fruit itself, like bechamai, because truma does not chal when you make a mistake. Only when the truma is at their rice, it does work, and their abundance does not work, then the truma is chal according to bechamai. But if not, there's no truma at all. So that's why I can use the extra fruit to do with it whatever he wants. He can use it for truma as well. That's according to Chizkio. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Lamed Ches.